Okay, that's you. Okay, thank you. Is it talking to us?
Yeah, it's good. It's the EIB mic.
Okay, there we go. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming tonight. I really appreciate you being here. My name is Carol Del Carlo. I have an L in it. I'm not the movie star. But I am from Reno, Nevada, born and raised here, and lived here all my life except 19 years when my husband was doing his military service. And I'm a product of the Washoe County Schools, went to UNR. My first weekend of college, I met my husband. He's from Story County, Virginia City, and he was ROTC up there, and off we went on a military career. But all that time, after I got my associate from UNR, I continued to go to college. It took me another 9 years with his career to move around, but I got my bachelor's degree. We came back in 81, and I got a job, great job, with General Motors Service Parts Operations, and I made 6 moves with them. I did labor relations and management and contract negotiations, internal control, all kinds of great stuff. My husband retired in 95-6, and we came back home. And we've been here ever since, and I'm happy to be here. I am running for the Nevada System of Higher Education Board of Regents. It's District 9. It's York County plus 8 other rural counties, and it's a huge territory. It goes from Battle Mountain to Goldfield. I see the biggest issues in this count, this district is the funding of the community colleges. They really got... I'm done?
Yeah, with your introduction.
Oh, okay. Man, that's the fastest one.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, that was my introduction.
My fault.
Okay,
yeah, my bad.
All right, so I have 4 more minutes. Yeah. Is that correct?
My bad. Yeah.
4? Okay. All right, we're one. Okay, so one of the biggest issues is the funding formula. In this district is Western Nevada Community College, and I know they lost their campus in Fernley. Back in 2011, we started that awful recession. They really, really cut the community colleges. They lost like 33% of their budget. I want to be that advocate, that fighter that's got common sense and goes up and says, hey, Board of Regents, don't put all the emphasis on those 4-year schools. Don't you know that 70% of the jobs out there can be obtained with a community college degree? And not just a community college degree. How about all the certificate programs? Do you know that a welder can start at $70,000 a year? We've got all these wonderful companies that we've been recruiting to bring to Nevada. The governor calls it the new Nevada. But these don't all require those 4-year degrees. These require high-tech jobs. For every engineer that UNR say graduates, we need 3 to 5 other jobs to support them. Those are those high technical jobs. We've got drones coming. We've got the Tesla, the lithium batteries. I mean, great jobs for our Nevadans. And if we don't hire them in Nevada, they're going to come in from other places. And I think we owe it to our citizens here in Nevada to get them educated and ready. I personally don't believe that we should have remedial classes at the university, especially when UNR is a Tier 1 university and they're going for a Carnegie Tier 1 in research. If you need remedial classes, take it at the community college. And then when you're ready, go up there. I mean, the tuition at a community college is about a third of what it is at the 4-year school. So that alone, college has got to be accessible. It's got to be affordable. Our kids, on the average, through the university and community colleges, just conglomerate, have a college indebtedness of $22,000. The national average, I just heard it coming over on the radio today, it's $31,000. So we're doing a pretty good job at $22,000, but it'd be great if it's even less. I'm also really supportive of the Cooperative Extension Program and the College of Agriculture for our rural communities. That's a huge, huge part of why we live in rural Nevada. Agriculture is our third largest industry in Nevada. So it's been disturbing to see the College of Agriculture ripped apart. And we recently got a new dean. He's great. He came here, and his specialty is high desert gardening. I went to this fabulous dinner the other night, farm to table. Don't you want to have your food from local instead of shipped in from South America? Come on. That doesn't help anybody. So that's another reason why I'm running. I am I'm not shy. I know there's only, I'm going to be one voice out of 13. There's only four of these positions in the north, and nine are from the south. But my management style is assertive. I won't say I'm aggressive. I say I'm assertive. It's a nicer word. And I truly believe in collaborating and compromising. That's a word people don't like. We've gotten so polarized in this economy and this country. I think it's awful. I worked with the UAW, probably one of the strongest unions in the country, and I was on the management side. You got to get along. You got product to get out. So I'm going to bring that. And the budget's always the biggest thing going. We just had an interview in the Reno Gazette Journal and also in the Nevada Appeal. And you know, it's really difficult to go to the legislature. There's only so many dollars and there's so many programs. And if we thought about education in Nevada the way we do a stadium, wouldn't we do well? Yeah. I mean, I was pretty surprised for that one. But a big part of this is going to be workforce development. It's just a huge piece of what the board should be doing. One of the things they've got to do is figure out the differentiation between the universities, community colleges, and who should be doing what. And I'm hoping, I'd love to see Fernley get back to where they have classes again here. I don't think our students should have to drive, especially in the rural communities. Distance learning is good, but we all learn different ways, but there's better interaction when you have an instructor or a teacher and other students. We all learn from each other, truly. So, must be good lows. Let's see what else. I do have the time. I'm retired. I'm a political activist when I'm not running for office. I've done everything in politics but be the candidate, so it's been a whole new way to look at things, and I have to say it's quite humbling to go out and have to ask money for money and fundraise, but I've done it all, what I've had to do, and I'm looking forward. 21 days from today, we'll know where we're going, and I was at a luncheon today with one of the candidate's sons, and I want us to take change to the board, and I hope the country has change too. And it's such a big district. It's Carson, Churchill, Douglas, Esmeralda, Lander, Lyon, Mineral Story. There's 125,000 voters, basically. Tonight's the last night to vote, so if you know anybody that needs to register, tonight at midnight is the deadline. And you have until November 1st to get your absentee ballot. So this is really an important election. They say that all elections are very important, but I'm just...
You're good.
Am I good? Am I good for time?
Yeah.
One of the things I bring to this, I mean, I know Nevada. I know the rural communities. I know people and players in all the areas, and I don't go into any of it cold. And I think those relationships are important to going out into the communities, because you're one of 13, but you do represent the district. So you have to know the needs of the district, and I feel like I do know those. We definitely need more career and technical education classes. That's truly a huge need. One of the things we don't have too much more in high schools is just the ability to use our hands and learn with our hands, and we've taken that away. I know the kids in today's society may know how to do stuff with their thumbs, and I think that's not good. We've taken away home ec, shop, mechanics, and all those things, and I'm not sure what they're teaching at those lower levels, but I think it's really, we've done ourselves a disservice in this country, and one of the things I come from, too, not everybody's meant to go to college. I mean, I'm talking a university four-year, and I think we need to value everybody and their contributions they can make. Most people are not born with a silver spoon. You're going to live working your job probably 35, 40 years, and you really ought to like what you do and be good at it, because you're going to do it an awful long time. And I know my father didn't enjoy his job, and he retired as soon as he could. He was self-employed and wished he could have gone to college, but he made a good living, an honest living and all that stuff. But
I think that's
way more than 5 minutes. You must be liking what I have to say.
That's
not good advice. I mean, I've tried to be very respectful during this time, so that's why. Anyway, my name's Carol Del Carlo. I'm going to be here till the end, so the last person goes home. So come speak to me, and I hope to be representing you. I will be a strong voice and advocate, and I just know that when students succeed, Nevada wins. Thank you.